Hello and welcome to Intuitive Insights. I'm your host, Megan McDonough. This is where I share insights that I gained from readings, and I share the universal message from those readings and from those messages here with you so that hopefully you can use them for you. This week, the image that is coming forward comes from the Magnetize Your Light book, and the title is You Are So Strong. This week, the idea, well, there are several ideas, and the ideas are that one, somehow, once we get good at something, we can change it, or it no longer is a problem. For instance, when are you going to stop doubting yourself? Maybe there's a time in life that you get so good at something that you stop doubting. Or maybe you get so good at something and you do something for so long that it's no longer hard for you. Or that as life continues, at some point it gets easier. But that's not the case, ever. It's an illusion, I believe we tell ourselves. Because this world, this lifetime, is all about growth. At least in my perspective. And when I change my perspective to that this life is not something to be conquered, but to be experienced, it shifts my ability to try and hold on to something or to control something or change something that can't be changed. Because the truth is, life is painful. I believe the origin of all religions and philosophies are rooted in this. And they all try and find means in which to make it less painful and to help us along the journey. But the pain is information. The joy is information. And how we choose to use it, how we choose to use that information, directly correlates to how we live our lives. So with the idea of doubt, you never stop having doubt. But once you get used to the feeling of doubt and look at it through the lens of what information is this giving me, you can see doubt can be a guardrail for you. It can be your body's response as a trigger to try and protect you when you feel vulnerable. But it's not the thing. It's not you. And it's not a destination, it's something that passes through your experience here on life, your journey here on this earth. Pain, suffering, yes, sometimes they can seem unfair when they are presented to us in a harsh manner. And it's hard to see through it. It's hard to not be blinded by the emotion of pain and suffering. To see through the other side and use the lens of pain as information to find out where and how we can grow. There is no time in life when we stop having pain, stop having difficulty, stop having doubt. If we're lucky and if we work hard at it, we can shift our perspective, our lens, our focus on what those things are offering us when they come through. And the image of a female body with a flame behind her and protected by different layers is just that. You know, I've said before, and I totally believe this, that fear is another one. You're never going to stop being afraid. Even the best actors are still always have a little stage fright. You get more comfortable. But the fear is just excitement through a different lens, and the body getting excited about having a new experience. The fear is when we don't know what the outcome is and we get scared. But it's all the same feeling. I truly believe that fear is fuel if we allow it to be. And if we allow the fear to control us, it becomes a block or like strains holding us back. But if used properly, it can really project us forward. I remember my yoga teacher saying at one point that there is no good, there is no bad, there just is. So when we take all these life experiences that happen to us and we quantify them as good or bad, they come with certain emotional and personal identities, like shame, like regret, like, you know, feeling sorry for yourself, whatever it may be. And we start to associate those labels with ourselves, and they can affect our psyche, they can affect our brain, they can affect our emotions. But if we look at the events that happen in our lives as neither good or bad, they just are. And what they are sources of information to help our souls grow. They're tools for our soul to evolve in its journey in this lifetime. And then somehow you can kind of shift to hopefully a little bit of gratitude that the events in our lives become opportunities for evolvement versus roadblocks for shame or whatever. Whatever emotion keeps you feeling stuck and not growing. It's hard to, and I sit here saying this, all this stuff in my little mini TED Talks here in these podcasts. And it's like I get excited because I see the truth in things and it resonates with me and I experience it and I feel it and I hear it. And then I want to share it because, oh man, if this helped me, this could hopefully help somebody else. But by no means, when I receive this truth, quote unquote, information or what have you that I share here, am I like a champion at it? I mean, I'm tripping over myself every day, falling down, scraped, you know, everything, bruised everything. And in a way, doing these podcasts and offering up whatever revelations I unravel to you, it helps me pick myself back up, dust myself off, and limp on forward. We can all feel sorry for ourselves very easily. It's really easy to do. We can all criticize ourselves very easily. That's very easy to do. What's hard is to be kind to ourselves. What's hard is to get up. What's hard is to limp forward. What's hard is to be vulnerable and share your pain, your suffering, your experience, your journey, in hopes that there's a nugget of wisdom in there that someone else can use on their journey. What's hard is to not worry about the outside world and outside opinions. What's hard is to listen to yourself, stay true to yourself, keep moving forward, and keep laughing. It seems like that would be the easy one, but sometimes that can be a hard one. Laughing, playing, being curious. All those things take you out of your head, out of judgment, take you out of fear and into its nemesis, which is exploration, play, fun, and fuel. So with that, you are so strong. Let whatever's coming to you pass through you, shift and change you as it will, as it wants to, as you allow it. Allow it to let you grow in some certain way and then just move on. Or at least try. That's all you can do is try. I hope you have a beautiful week and you stay curious and you play and you realize that there is no good, there is no bad, there just is. And what it is information. Coming up, I'm introducing a new monthly course called C3, and that stands for Creativity, Community, and Consciousness. What it is a monthly meeting virtual where we have a guided meditation, we explore creative expression. If you need something to creatively express through, I will provide that. If not, whatever you are working on or want to work on, I also have suggestions if you need them. And then we share. We explore our superpower of vulnerability and the beauty of sharing it, creating deep connections. You can find information on C3 on my website underneath empowerment. That's magnetizeyourlight.com underneath the empowerment tab. And if you would like a more specific message for you in your life and how to navigate your soul's growth, reach out to me at info@magnetizeyourlight. I'd love to connect with you on Instagram or Facebook. Magnetize Your Light. Keep shining. Have a beautiful week. Talk to you soon.